be each day to hear more about your favorite performers and where they're playing. Or go to the online concert billboard at WUSB.FM, which has a schedule for upcoming months, so you can plan ahead. Concert Billboard is a service of WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM. And this week, we're asking you to give generously to WUSB during Radiothon. Call 631-632-6901 and pledge now. Thank you.
And you are listening to radio station WUSB Stony Brook. It's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, time for Off the Wall.
Thank you.
turn the microphone on, and then we'll be on the radio. So clear any phlegm out of your throat before you go on the air, because it sounds awful if you have like a
oh yeah
crunchy throat like that. Try to be professional.
Yeah.
Ready in there? All right, just give me the signal. I don't like the new engineer. No, there's something about him. He doesn't wash enough. All right, ready?
Okay. Well, there's nothing new about that.
Hang on. Just give me a... What kind of signal is that? Hold up your index finger. Yeah, that's... Okay. And very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you tonight, joined by Finn.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Oh, you're asking the listeners. Well,
I'm asking all of you. You're inclusive.
They can't answer. This is going to be one of the most catastrophic programs, I think, in my history. Okay, you know, nothing is working. The whole campus had some kind of internet failure. All right, there was that. I think the internet's back, but we can't get to our streaming computer, which means that nobody can hear us on the internet, and it also means that there's no archive being stored of this program. Then I went to check the cassette deck here, which is broken, doesn't work at all. Then I checked the backup cassette deck. That's broken, too. That doesn't work at all. The CD recorder, totally kaput, does not work. Fortunately, I have an MP3 device that I plugged into the patch bay. I hope that works. I know the MP3 player works. I hope the patch bay works. So this could be the show that... there is no record of that very few people ever hear. If you listen to this and you're not listening on April 2nd between the hours of 6 and 7 over the radio, that means that this little device came through and saved our asses. And, for what it's worth, we have a record of the program then. But, you know, since the 1980s, we've been able to keep records of all the programs. I just feel like... we're able to do less and less. That's not a very good positive way to come into a fundraising show, is it? But
I don't know. It's one of those things where we always have backup.
Yeah. You
know, but unfortunately, we need it.
We backed up over the backup apparently. And ran it over good. Full disclosure, Finn. I'm on drugs right now, so if I say anything untoward. I like that word. Isn't that a cool
untoward?
Word?
Untoward?
No. Say it right. Untoward.
Untoward. Is that how you say it?
That's how I say it.
We've had these disagreements before.
It feels good. Untoward.
I like it.
Yeah. It's one of those words that doesn't belong in the English language because we don't deserve it. But it's a cool word. Probably stole it from some other country.
No doubt.
But the reason I have the backache from hell that I think I've... Long story, as Kyle says, long story long, and I'll make it short. I've been doing a lot of modifications to our website, to the 2600 website. And what that means is we're upgrading. We're upgrading the whole radio section so that people can hear much better fidelity than what they've been used to over the years. It means a lot of radio shows have to be changed, though. A lot of file names have to be modified to fit a particular convention. It means a lot of files have to have lines changed and little variables changed. So basically, I've been a madman with that for the last almost full week, going through literally thousands and thousands of entries, but hopefully getting it all right because nobody else can do this. And apparently that kind of insanity where I would spend up to 18 hours a day doing this resulted in bad posture, or it could just be something else, you know, that happens every now and then. You ever get, you know, a backache every now and then?
Sure.
For no reason at last. This is day three, beginning of day three right now.
Yeah, but hunched over. So essentially you're hunched over the computer.
I wouldn't say I'm hunched over.
Well,
that's not a very fair assessment, Finn. No, what I would say that I was just sitting in the same position for a long period of time. Typing furiously, hoping to get this done. I finished the last keystroke right before heading over here.
Okay.
So, of course, there's a few other things I have to do. I have to get a script to run to do something else. But regardless, most of the changes, the vast majority have been made. It's that attention to detail that I think cost me whatever it is, the non-pain that you're supposed to have.
And fortunately, you've had some back medication on hand.
I do?
Well, apparently you said you did.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I did. Here's the thing. What I usually take Advil for pain. Can I say that? I mean, I'm not endorsing it because let me just say it sucks. It doesn't work for backaches for some reason. It'll work on a toothache. It'll work on a headache. If you hammer your fingernail because some idiot didn't tell you to move, it'll work on that too. But I find that it doesn't work on backaches. I don't know why. What is it about Advil? It doesn't make it work on backaches. So I took this other thing, Aleve, and that kicked in good. I'm on a few of those.
Very good. Yeah. Aleve is a dangerous, dangerous product.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's awesome. It is. Everything's moving in a weird kind of a way, and maybe, you know, I'm not seeing things entirely clearly, but it sure seems like nothing's working around here and that we don't have the internet. this is important because we have our transmitter. I guess this is where you learn how important a transmitter is, because without a transmitter, you don't have a radio station.
Exactly so.
You just have an internet stream, and if you don't have an internet stream, you got nothing. Let me tell you, I also, another full disclosure here, I have satellite radio in my car. It came with my car. Didn't ask for it, just came with it. And, you know, I've listened to it quite a bit. It's not really radio, most of the channels there, but there are some radio stations that come through, particularly from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend a lot of time listening to the CBC, Radio 1 mostly. And yesterday, April 1st, no fooling.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it off because apparently I had a 3-month trial. And just bang, like that, I don't have anything on the satellite. And that's the difference. That's the difference between radio and internet and satellite subscription services. They can turn it off.
Right.
And here at this university, when somebody trips over a wire, we lose everything. We don't have connectivity. So we can't get out. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't get out to the world. Right, we can't get out to the internet, and we just have our transmitter. Now, okay, these things happen, but imagine there's some kind of revolution going on downstairs. We're always imagining this because we're upstairs on the second floor, we're safe. But there's a revolution on the first floor. Well, if we're just broadcasting on the internet, very easy to snip a wire and you're done. Radio stations more complex, and that's why radio is such a vital force. That's why radio continues to broadcast in the wake of all kinds of social upheaval. Imagine the government saying that, okay, you know what, no more satellite broadcast. A click of a switch, and all of a sudden you're just getting a canned recording instead of those satellite channels that you subscribe to. Because radio, you're not subscribed to radio. You turn on radio, it's a radio wave. It's something physical going through the atmosphere. And that is why this place is so worthy of your support, because without that kind of a technology in place, you're at the mercy of whoever is controlling the wire, the technology of one sort or another. With radio stations, yeah, somebody could snip a wire or two and cause us grief, but there's always a way around it. We always figure it out somehow. I mean, it doesn't happen. People don't come in and snip wires. But I'm saying this is the history of radio throughout the world, is that people try and influence you. They try and stop you. But in the end, if you have that transmitter, you have the ultimate power to get through to people and hopefully share those airways with the people. So, if that resonates with you, and hopefully it does, and you're in our listening area because you're the only people that can hear us right now, please give a call to 631. You don't have to dial the 631 within 631.
But it's good to say anyway.
I don't know what happens if you do. Most parts of the country now, you have to dial 10 digits, even 11 if you add the 1.
What about if there are people who have a 917 who live in 631?
Well, if they're calling from the 911, they got to dial the 631.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why it's good to say.
Well, good question, though. What happens if they have a cell phone in 631? I think you have to dial the 631 then.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know why you – yeah, landlines are better. anyway, the point – let me get the phone number out. 631-632-6901.
631-632-6901.
Did I not enunciate that clearly enough that you had to immediately repeat it?
I want an effect.
All right. 631-632-6901. And here's my offer, because since our listenership has been basically decimated, not to disrespect the local listeners, but you know, it's the whole world out there on the internet that can listen as well and hopefully call in and pledge.
That's right.
But it's historically you guys, the people who are local, who listen to us over the actual radio, whether it's in your car, in your home, whatever. You're the guys that have brought us this far, and hopefully we'll push us a little further, hopefully not over a cliff. So if you call 632-6901 in the 631 area code and pledge any amount, I will match personally that pledge. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Yeah, I will do that. So if you say, and I understand that our goals are so meager. We have a show goal of $75.
That's correct. Per
so
hour.
One person calling in, pledging $75, we've met our goal for the show. Of course, I'd like to do a lot better than that because I think that we have a lot of listeners. I know we have a lot of listeners, and hopefully it means something to you. But if you were to call and pledge $75, I would also pledge $75, and then we've suddenly raised $150, which is amazing. You know, and that's how this kind of thing works. People just basically all join forces and the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger. But it all starts with a phone call. 63, you know, I'm all confused without the area code. 632-6901, 631 area code. 631-632-6901.
Give us a call right now. You know, our biggest part of our bill out there, you know, I don't know if you guys know it out there, but mm-hmm. the biggest part is that tower and is that radio signal, because that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So
getting
if you're
that
not,
signal out.
If you're not listening to the radio, it's pointless. We might as well turn it off and just go on the internet. But then we're subject to, you know, those people tripping over the wires and whatever else goes on out there. So, you know, I really think that if you're driving right now, pull over safely and use your cell phone or use a payphone if you can still find one. And please call us and support us because, this place is valuable. This place is unique. And you can find that out just by tuning around on the dial. You won't find any other stations that are this local, are this involved with the community, and are this unique overall. Now, what can people get for their pledges? We have certain levels.
Well, you could actually hand me the paper over there and I can actually...
Is the paper over here? Where?
Yeah, underneath your thing there.
Hold on,
there
hold
you
on.
Go. There you go.
No, that's news.
Well, we're gonna have to hold on.
Are you confusing me on purpose? Or, you know.
It's over here. Right
now. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Here we go.
Yeah.
See, this is what back medication does to you.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay.
It still hurts, and you know, if someone startles me, it's gonna take me a full 30 seconds to turn around to see who they are. And then another 30 seconds to get back. So
we do need a call right now, 631-632-6901. Support Off the Wall. Support WUSB.
I didn't have to come in here today. You know, I could have called in sick.
I
don't do that. I believe in coming in no matter what my condition.
You can pledge any amount, first of all, and and get nothing back except for fine radio.
What do you mean get
fine
nothing
radio,
back?
Fine radio.
Yeah, that's the most important
that
thing.
Is
that's
correct.
Why people should be calling in the first
in
place.
Addition to that, you could also get your choice of CDs. I'll give you a whole bunch of choices of things if you give us a call right now. Get your choice of the WUSB ceramic coffee mug for $35, the WUSB red baseball cap, seasonal baby, seasonal, the winter scarf, not as seasonal, but with this weather lately, you never know.
You can do all kinds of things with scarves.
I don't even want to think about it.
They
right
work
now.
In any season.
And that's a verb too, I believe. $50 pledge, you can get WUSB local restaurant gift certificate. I'll hit you up with some of those if you want to give us a call. T-shirt, sweatshirt for $75. Beach towel for $75. That's a little optimistic for today, but by the time you
towel?
Get it, it'll
we
be
have
beach weather.
Beach towels.
That's right. And
wow.
For $90.10, uh-huh. you get let's see, membership to the prestigious WUSB club. You
wait. prestigious. I mean, yeah.
We
okay.
all get together and we hoist a few, and that's how that goes. And you get a sweatshirt or beach towel. And
these beach towels, where'd they come from? I never heard of these.
And a CD
before.
Or something like that. So okay. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. The other nice thing now, Emmanuel, that we now have is this kind of time, overtime pledging, the WUSB Buy Us a Beer program.
Yeah, now you got a pledge last week. I should also tell people what happened last week, but let's first talk about your pledge. You had a pledge last week, which is simply phenomenal.
We did. We had a very nice pledge since I was only on for 1 hour, but we'll get to that. Very, very nice pledge last week from Kansas. Very nice, and it's an amazing thing.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be going to Kansas today.
Well, I may drive the sweatshirt out to the gentleman and deliver it myself. Uh-huh. We can do that. We can do the time, the Buy WUSB a Beer
thing. You're not actually buying us a beer. We buy our own beers, but
with our own money, by the way.
It's going into keeping this place running and fixing the things that desperately need fixing.
That is correct. But, and for as little as a $60 pledge, we can spread that out over 12 months. So it's $5 a month, and that's what we'll deduct. So it doesn't hurt as much, you know?
Okay. Yeah, and we have the monthly donation plan. Is that correct?
That's what it is, right?
All right,
monthly donations.
Yeah,
631-632-6901. But I had a gentleman on my show last week pledge $60 a month for a year.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm not expecting that. That would be awesome if that happened.
And I think it could have been the first time that my show did better than yours. But then again,
I wasn't on. Fair, because I got let me tell you why I got preempted last week. I wasn't able to tell people I was going to be preempted. Usually when we have sports, it comes after the show. But this time somebody decided to have the sports before the show, and someone decided it was going to be baseball. And the thing that happens with baseball sometimes is that it goes into extra innings. That's exactly what happened here. Stony Brook was playing. Who are they playing again? Remember? Does anybody remember? See, nobody remembers.
St. John's, I believe.
Was it St. John's? Okay. Yeah, those bastards. And what happened was...
They're no saints, I'll tell you that.
No. It was all tied up 1-1. In fact, it was still in regulation time at 6 o'clock, but they went way into extra innings, way into your show. I think 13, 14 innings, was it?
Yeah, 13. I think it was 100 innings.
And they lost 7-1. And this is so Stony Brook.
Stony Brook lost, right?
Yeah. You know, if you're going to go into extra innings, make sure you lose by at least 6 runs in extra innings. Well done. We love our baseball team. It's great.
631-632-6901.
Let us know when you're going to preempt our shows, because we could have been doing this last week as well, and we had all kinds of other things. But there's a phone call coming in. I thought we'd hear the phone ringing. I thought I insulted Finney, just walked away. But that's good. Thank you, that person, for calling in. And gosh, let's hope. Let's hope. Do it for all Gil. Let's hope that that's a pledge. That's something that actually counts. And of course, it doesn't mean that if you're listening and you haven't called in yet, that you can also make a phone call. It'll drive Finn a little crazy. But we do have hold buttons, and that's what they're for. 631-632-6901. That's our telephone number. We're battling all sorts of adversity. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the internet and with the archives and with the equipment around here that's not working, and various other things like that. But it's par for the course. Something I was doing while I was fixing all the files to make sure that eventually this website will be updated, and it should be happening within a few weeks. But to kill time, I was listening to some old programs from this particular radio show, some old Off the Walls. What you hear online is kind of crappy because it's done at 16 kilobits per second. And what we're doing is we're upgrading that to 128 so that it's basically broadcast quality. And what I was doing was I was listening to some of the broadcast quality programs when I took my around the world voyage by land and by sea in 2005. And it's really it's entertaining, all the interviews that that occurred, all the different places that were visited. And we've done a lot of shows like that, a lot of shows that go to various places around the world. Also, a lot of interesting shows from right here at Stony Brook. So much history has been captured. And that's why, to me, it's really important to archive things. To me, it's really important to preserve that. And knowing that there are people out there that actually care, that actually listen, that this means something to, that actually is the driving force behind that passion. You might think people are crazy for even bothering to maintain websites and to keep the shows online and things like that, and to write up summaries and whatever else, and even to do the show in the first place. There are people who can't understand that kind of commitment. And there's a reason for it. When you listen back 5, 10, 20 years in the future, you hear something that really captures a time, captures a spirit. You see how the changes have occurred over the decades. And so many changes have happened. So many things have taken place. So much history has passed right before our eyes here on the radio station. And that's the magic of radio, that you can sort of capture that spirit, capture the news of the day, the music, all sorts of things that have changed. People that that you talk to, the way people talk, the attitudes, all kinds of really cool things. Finn is off the phone now. Hopefully he'll be making his way back in here and telling me how much I have to cough up now and see how we're doing as far as the show. And this is how it goes, folks. This is how we slowly make our way. We advance step by step with your help. 631-632-6901 is our telephone number. Okay, Finn, what do we got? What's the damage?
Well, first we want to thank Mike in Brookhaven for making a nice donation, getting a WUSB T-shirt. Perfect for the weather. But it also means that you owe the station, Emmanuel, $50.
That means that we've made $100.
That's right.
We've already made $100,
nice.
Folks. And we just hit the half hour
mark. But hold on one second. You also owe me for the coffee last week. Remember
I do. That? I do. I feel bad about that. You know, I came in.
So don't sell yourself too short here.
Well, I came in last week, right? And that's when I realized that this game wasn't going to end anytime soon. So I asked if you wanted to hang out down the hall at the chain coffee shop.
I was set up.
Well, that's when I realized that I had done laundry the day. Well, I realized I had done laundry the day before. I do keep in touch with reality occasionally, but that's when I realized that I had changed my pants and I hadn't put anything in the pockets. And I was standing there in the chain coffee shop with absolutely nothing in any of my pockets. And so I realized, oh my God, Finn, I don't have any money. And yeah, you thought I planned the whole thing, but it was also, oh my God. I don't have my license with me. I just drove all the way over here without my license or anything, any kind of documentation, and I've got to drive all the way back and hope that I don't get pulled over. What happens if you do get pulled over and you have no ID whatsoever? I was fit to be tied as far as that goes. And I did remember to fill my pockets this week, though, so
very good.
I can pay you back. I can drive legally.
Well, you may not be able to after tonight's show's over.
Why do you say that?
631-632-6901.
Are you saying I have to sell my car to pay off this?
You may have to. 631-632-6901. Join Michael and other callers right now. Make a contribution to this show. Help keep WUSB on the air. Help keep Off the Wall on the air. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. Get yourself a WUSB T-shirt.
Those T-shirts are very popular. What do these ones look like? Do we have a description of them anywhere, or do we have any idea?
I think the current ones are the ones that have the record logo on them.
Okay, that's
which
cool.
I like.
And I understand that's the most popular item that people are calling in for, which is great because that's our identity, and you wear that around town. People know that you listen to WUSB, and it's a pretty cool thing. It's good to be able to advertise. Did I upset you again? Oh, another phone call. You know, you could just say, excuse me, I have to go. It's polite in radio parlance to let people know when you bolt from the room. But yeah, it's good to wear a T-shirt that says what your interests are. WUSB T-shirts certainly do that. WUSB beach towels will do that as well. I got to say, though, I felt pretty lousy before, not just because of my excruciating back pain, which isn't so bad now. Now I'm sort of like floating above the room here a little bit with the painkillers I'm on. But I felt kind of discouraged because, without the internet, without various other signs of life, it felt like nobody really was out there. And having phone calls come in actually does... They hung up. Here I am starting a speech about how people calling in is making me feel good. And well, it's either the fastest pledge in history, Finn, or somebody just hung up.
No, that was Bob and Arrow, our own Bob and Arrow, letting us know we are back on the stream.
Oh, great. Okay, so now I got to explain everything to the people that are just joining us.
Oh, what a hassle.
And now I can also appeal to the people in other parts of the world. But that means it won't be a purely local effort. Well, folks, you know, help us feel better here that there are people out there locally that listen to the transmitter, not just the transmitter, the signal that's coming over the transmitter, and call 631-632-6901 and pledge whatever you can afford. Get the WUSB T-shirt, the sweatshirt, the beach towel, whatever, and just know that I will be matching whatever it is that you pledge.
That's right. Any of you tuning in right now on the net, be aware here that Emmanuel's about to go broke. The more you call, he's going to match every pledge. Give us a call, 631-632-6901.
And so far, I'm only out $50, but that could go up. I guess if you want to get back in there for something or another, this is one good way of doing it, constructive way, because you'll be contributing, and so will I. But seriously, it's the reason I'm doing it is because I believe in this place and I want it to be around. And sometimes you got to put your money where your mouth is. Sometimes you have to put other people's money where your mouth is. But USB is a precious resource, a priceless commodity, if you will. And this is how we stay afloat.
Yeah, there's nothing else like this that I know of anywhere. I mean, if you listen to all of the various shows, you will get no single type of opinion, nothing like that.
The phone
call
is ringing, Finn. Why don't you leave
now? I'm sorry, I have to leave.
All right. there, how does it feel? All right, Finn is running. Look at him go. He was a track star once. Did you know that? It's incredible. He has not lost it. But there is one call on the line, but we have room for four more. And people have filled those lines in the past. He's asking if people want to be on the air. I can hear this from the other room. 631-632-6901 is our telephone number. We really could use all the help we can get. As you can see, things are literally falling apart, and we are struggling to get things working again. And we have gotten internet access back. We have gotten the streaming back online. I don't know if we have the archiving back, and hopefully the show is being preserved one way or another. 631-632-6901. We have all kinds of things to talk about, and I kind of like to get into that a little bit before the entire hour goes by. Where do I start? Well, gosh. I could read this letter. Let me read this letter from our friend Seam. S-I-I-M. It's pronounced Seam, according to this letter. Hey, Emmanuel, just wanted to tell you there are still off-the-wall listeners who care to voice their opinions. I hope I'm not the only one. I wasn't able to call. Oh, that's right. I left the air 2 weeks ago saying that nobody seems to care anymore because nobody was calling up to talk about important issues, let alone calling to pledge. 631-632-6901. Okay, well, here's what Seam has to say about the themes from 2 weeks ago. I don't live in the U.S., so I honestly did not get the same impact that most Americans seem to have gotten from the recent shootings. But I still think that there must be some way to stop this stuff from happening. I don't live in a dangerous neighborhood. So I don't feel the need to carry a gun around or keep one in my house, let alone an assault weapon. Perhaps some people really do need a gun to keep themselves protected, but firing 20 rounds into a guy in a matter of seconds just seems like overkill, unless he's a Klingon. I think that fully automated weapons should not be accessible to regular citizens. And thanks, Seam, for your letter there.
I hate to interrupt you, but we have a caller on the line who just made a pledge, I believe from the Seattle area, of $50.
Really?
And I think that caller would like to be put on the air.
Wow, you know, I know somebody from Seattle. Hold on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, caller. Welcome, and thank you for your pledge there. And now I'm going to match that pledge.
Yes, I would I'd like you to feel the hurt, Emmanuel. I know you love the station, and I'm here to make sure the station stays on the air and also so that you feel the hurt, because you have so much love.
I do feel the hurt. Right? I feel more than you know right now. But, I imagine that, and if more people call in and pledge more money, I'll be out even more. And boy, so we've raised $200 now this hour, which is great.
That's right. 631-632-6901. Join the callers right now. Give us a call. 631-632-6901.
Okay, that is Kyle, right? It's him.
Kyle.
Okay. He can do amazing things with his voice, you know, and sometimes he fools me and I don't know who I'm talking to.
Hi, E. How's it going?
Pretty good. It's good to hear your voice. And I don't. The whole first part of the show wasn't on the internet because something happened. I don't know what.
Yeah, it was haywire. Something I had tried earlier to stream, and then I looked at the clock just now. I was doing some work here and said, "Oh gosh, I should tune in and see what they're talking about." And then I heard the pledging. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna just call in." And your handsome pledge operator forwarded me and said maybe I might get a chance to speak on the air. And that's the awesome part about community radio, is that you get real people, and you know, the handsome operators will sometimes patch you through to different places, and you'd have an opportunity or a chance to do something you never expected you'd do that morning, you know, when you wake up.
Absolutely. And you know, Kyle, you started as a listener to Off the Wall, Off the Hook, And how does it feel to actually be on the radio talking to people, having people write in, asking you questions, saying that you've inspired them to do various things?
Oh, my gosh. How dare someone else try to call me? Wait, I'm going to ignore that. But I will say, absolutely, it's been a life changer. It's really, I know that's cliched, but I really am a bit humbled by what people say, and just to not have had as many people disagree and really feel like you're heard. Mostly when people write in, they're interested in what we talk about, and it's a really different experience for me. I haven't listened to the archives. Almost, I'm afraid to go back and listen sometimes, but it's just been such a honor, and you know, I'm more confident about when I speak and less falling down the stairs happens. You know, I say as much as I can, and I'm a lot less wishy-washy about, you know, retrospectively. When I look back at it, I say, hey, you know, I expressed myself as best I could. And, uh-huh. But that alone has been educational, and I'm sure I will go back and check those archives and listen to what I was saying and see how much I agree or how articulate or where I stand, you know, there in the future. But it's been an interesting thing to be a part of that history. And the show Off the Wall has been running now for how many years?
This is our 10th year. Well, we started in 2003. Does that make this our 10th year or our 11th year?
Ah.
I'm bad with math.
This would be 10th or 11th.
Yeah. Well, it was 10 years ago, starting in,
decade.
I think, February. Yeah, but do you hear the part of the show earlier where I was talking about listening to the archives myself?
No, okay. I didn't catch that part. I think I tuned in at half past the hour.
Well, I've been doing really frenetic web page modification over the past few days, literally about 18 hours a day. And what I've been listening to are old episodes of Off the Wall, because that's part of what's being modified. My round the globe trip of 2005, I was listening to week after week, where I was on an ocean liner at one point. I was at a hacker camp in Holland. Then I was on the Trans-Siberian Express in Mongolia and China and Japan on a freighter. And it's fascinating just to hear all of that. I mean, I've experienced it, yeah. So there are memories that are conjured up by that. But I do think that all the people that were featured in those particular episodes, what they say is really interesting and enlightening about that particular time in history. And that's what we try to do week after week in various ways, whether it's here in the studio, whether it's you and I traveling someplace, or just doing something in a bizarre format. It's the freedom that you get with radio, and that's a unique thing about this place. And this place is so unique, too. You know, and that's why it's got to be preserved.
It's like a snapshot. It's ethereal. It's like it's capturing the conversation, capturing the moment, and it's a cool time capsule, a way to like express yourself and share it with a broad amount of people, and then archive it. And you can go back and look at it. So different. And but so accessible with community radio like WUSB.
Right. And our phone number is 631-632-6901. Please call up and pledge whatever it is you can afford. We have WUSB T-shirts. We have sweatshirts. I don't know if you heard Finn talking about the new WUSB beach towels, but we have those too. And I understand you can use those even if your particular state doesn't have a beach. I'm not 100% sure if that's actually legal. But 631-632-6901, and the most amazing thing about calling before 7 o'clock, in other words, in the next 13 minutes, is that whatever you pledge, I will match. So Kyle here just called up and generously offered $50. It means I'm paying another $50, and that's we've gotten two $50 pledges this hour, so we've raised $200, because that's how our math works.
631-632-6901. It's WUSB. It's Off the Wall. Give us a call. We're on the web right now. 631-632-6901.
Kyle, I think you can get another call to come in.
Oh, man. Well, I'm thrilled that you know, you let me get to speak on the air today, and I think that's something we really appreciate about having community radio is the ability for people to call in and voice their opinions and talk with the different show hosts that we have on USB. there are a wide variety of shows on USB, talk shows and really, really excellent music shows. And I don't know, it's exciting. It could be really exciting if people look forward to I don't know, you know, getting new ideas, new music out on the air and you know, maybe helping out the station a bit, you know, figuring out some direction for that, you know, and you know, helping sustain it on into the future in the next 10 years of whatever Off the Wall might be or some of the other programs that are on the air.
Yeah, and please don't listen to the naysayers who tell you that radio is no longer relevant. It's as relevant as it ever was. Certainly, commercial stations are as irrelevant as they've always been. That's not going to change. But as far as actual communication, as far as actually reaching people in, say, times of trouble, when Sandy hit, we were on the air telling people all kinds of important bits of information that they needed to hear. When it comes down to elections or news or commentary or just call-ins where you can participate and share your ideas and your thoughts, you can't beat local radio. And that works even if you're not local yourself, because I spend a lot of time listening to radio in various parts of the world, but it's actual radio. It's something very canned about just podcasts or satellite channels or things like that. But when you're actually in a radio station with other people and your goal is to put together something cohesive that goes 24 hours a day, that's very special. And that's something that I think will always be around in one form or another. Please voice your support and invest in this place, 631-632-6901. We've gotten a couple of calls, and I think only one more will make me happy. I'm not happy. I'd like to say I'm happy, but I'd be lying. I'm not content. I feel like there aren't enough people out there, and I want there to be more people. And one more person will do that for me. I don't know why. It comes pretty cheap to make me happy. But, yeah, if one person calls up and pledges any amount they can, which I will match, it'll put a smile on my face. Do you see me smiling, Finn?
Not yet.
That's not a smile I have.
It's not.
No.
If radio was only a visual medium. Well, then it wouldn't be radio.
What would you call this? It's like a grimace or something. I am in severe pain, too, but there's that. But no, it's a mental thing. It's yeah.
631-632-6901.
Please make that whatever that is turn into a smile. And
that's right. We want to empty Emmanuel's pockets here. One more call might do it. 631-632-6901.
Yeah, and we have 9 minutes left. So, you know, it's something that's definitely attainable. Yeah, I don't know how you hear the phone ring, because there's just a little tiny red light on this phone. I guess you're closer to the door.
I can hear light.
You can hear light. Okay.
That's right.
Well, maybe you can hear people dialing somewhere in the world, because, you know, you can be anywhere in the world as long as you're listening live right now. You can basically be the person to turn us around and make me happy. I don't know if you're going to be happy, Finn. You have another 2 hours coming up after this.
631-632-6901. We have a certain goal for hours per show here. We're trying to reach those goals. 631-632-6901. Let the world know that, and let WUSB know that Off the Wall is an important program to you, and you should be giving us a call right now. 631-632-6901.
And, you know, you can do as the caller last week did on Finn's show, and certainly simply pledge a small amount every month, like, say, $5, $10 a month for a year. And that turns into a huge amount for us. And I will match the full amount. How's that? Yeah, I won't take that option.
631-632-6901. Plus, you know, that's a great new feature this year, Emmanuel, is that that, you know, month-by-month pledge, as we like to call it, buy a beer for WUSB.
Why do we call it that?
Because I like it. That's
how can you buy a beer for a radio station?
Because that's about all it costs. Well, not the places I go.
You're not allowed to drink on the air. That's the first thing I learned when I came in this place.
Okay. 631-632-6901.
The phone's not ringing. If it's possible for me to become even more downcast, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Please, anyone out there, you're listening, right? I mean, come on, we got you. You're hearing us right now, right? Okay? Yeah. So if you're listening, that means it's you we're talking to. Did you think there are other people that were going to do this? Did you really think that? Come on, you're not that naive, are you? No. 631-632-6901. Be the person. Make us happy. Make us stay on the air, stay alive, stay creative and imaginative and all that kind of thing. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
I know.
What's the bloody point?
631-632-6901. I have a very depressed man here in front of me. And,
who?
And
oh, me?
We'd like to make him happy.
Because God knows when I walk out of this place, you know, how I'm going to feel, where I'm going to go, thinking that there aren't people out there that care, that want to keep the station going, that want to keep the show going. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe if you know, I just get cast out, everything will go back to the way it's supposed to be.
I don't know. I don't think they make enough painkillers in the world for this situation, though.
It's just going to get worse, man.
631-632-6901.
It's not working, man. It's not where there's no phone calls coming in. And, you know, this is not true of those other stations that you hear. You know, you watch public television or NPR, and there's always phones ringing. They're always ringing constantly. People just give us all your money, and they do it, you know. But we're so humble. We're so small. We're so sincere. And literally, one person can make a difference. 631-632-6901. And those of you who are listening in the future, you know, you can still go to WUSB.FM and pledge there. If you're listening live, though, we're speaking to you.
That's right. And in fact, that if you're listening live, you're probably listening on broadcast right now.
Probably.
And that's where the money goes, to that tower, to get that signal out to you. And it costs a lot of money to do that. And we need some assistance paying that bill every year. The bill goes up. We have to pay it out. 631-632-6901. These are tough times for you, tough times for radio stations. If you gave last pledge drive and you can't quite afford that same amount this time, of course you can.
I want to try something.
Make it a little less.
Can I just do this one thing? Okay, if you're out there listening to us and you don't want to pledge, call us. We'll pick up the phone. We will not pick up the phone. I just want to see how many people are actually listening, all right? And we promise we won't pick up the phone. 631-632-6901. Call now. Hopefully somebody doesn't call in who wants to pledge in this next minute or so. But I just want to see if there are people out there at all. If, you know, maybe the transmitter's not working or something like that. If you're listening, you know, block your caller ID, dial *67 first. Do we tell you how to look at that? Look at that.
Phones are ringing, baby.
All those phones are ringing. It's a bingo. All of our lines are lit up. Look at that. Wow.
So now you can all hang up.
We have.
And then call back for the
full switchboard. Well, you know what? That does make me feel a little bit better. But come on, guys. I mean, okay, well, we know you're out there. Wow. Has anyone ever done that before?
No, I was holding
honest
back.
Honest listeners.
Yeah, thank you for being honest at least. And we're going to be honest as well. Now, Finn, stay put. They don't want to be picked. All right. Well, we're going to pick up in 30 seconds. How about that? Okay. So Finn's going to pick up in 30 seconds. That's a fair warning. We don't want to embarrass anybody, but thank you, people, for just being honest. But please, thank you very much if you call in and actually pledge something. That would make us feel great. Yes, Kyle.
Well, you talk about the magic of radio, and I was talking about like how humbling that is to when you do hear from people. But the fact of it is, and I think you spoke to this, is that radio is something that is magical. It's something that there are so many different receivers out there, all kinds of different types, old and new, and they all still work, and it's free, and it's something that people do while they do many other tasks. They don't just always sit in easy chairs. People are busy, and they listen to radio while they're doing things, and it's part of people's lives. And the real magic is when you don't hear about it, you don't hear everything, but you've affected somebody. You've made an impact. You've made them think, and they're bringing that toward their community, and that consciousness just sort of continues and evolves, and the dialogue and the politics and your community is better for it. And literally, I wouldn't be talking right now if it wasn't for USB and people who have called in before. So if you're one of those people that you are affected, you have information, you talk about the shows, you've been impacted, you appreciate what USB does, please call now and tell us, you know, in the form of a pledge, like, you know, how much it makes a difference in your life. You know, you don't have to write us a big letter. You don't have to, you know, call in if maybe you're shy. Maybe you're not old enough to have a credit card. That's fine. You know, ask permission, get your parents, just tell them money order or whatever, you know, whatever you need to do. But, you know, I wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for this place, and it's a really cool opportunity to get to express myself and to know that there's other generations of people that will come along that hopefully with your pledge will sustain this resource. That's pretty that's a pretty uplifting sentiment. That's cool and, to think you know, about, and you can be a part of it.
Well said, Kyle. And I certainly wouldn't be on the air now if it wasn't for this place. I wouldn't be expressing myself in any number of ways. There would be no Off the Hook without WUSB. There probably would be no 2600 without WUSB because this place encouraged me to express myself and be creative in ways that no one else had ever done. No teacher, no curriculum. Any place had done what this place has done. And I just hope that we are around for generations to come for more kids in the future to feel that and to express themselves and to create some really imaginative things. But, you know, again, having the support of our listeners is key to that. Without that, we really have nothing. So that's my final appeal. And, Kyle, you said it very well as far as just basically radio can change your life. It can make you somebody who expresses yourself a lot more and is heard by more people. And it's open to everybody. 631-632-6901. We're in our last minute. And again, anybody who calls in and pledges during Off the Wall, I will match that pledge for this hour. So it's a way of making double the money that would normally have come in. 631-632-6901. This is Emmanuel for Off the Wall, and I want to thank everybody who has listened, called in, whether or not you pledged, and for continuing to listen and just making community radio something that is important to all of us. And Kyle, thank you so much for your pledge. You certainly didn't have to do that, but it shows the passion that you have for this.
To hear you say all that, it reaffirms what I was saying. So please, thanks for the opportunity, and have a great night, everyone.
All right. We're going to go out with a familiar theme, and stay tuned for Finn coming up next.
This is the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse, dangerous radiation, a tide of violence and human misery, a liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline, starving victims, and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bombing, deaths, top FBI, kill and injure children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock, rocked by rape. Rock, rock. Rocked by rape, sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminals persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical...